Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
You know how I'm obsessed with, well, not quite obsessed, but I certainly enjoy all things Star Wars, except Jar Jar Binks and any of the movies after Return of the Jedi.
Okay, he's the guy, he's a green guy too. He looks like Yoda. He looks like one of the other guys.
Let's not even talk about Jar Jar Binks. He will not be in the new
Force Awakens
movie. No, he doesn't.
I know which one he is.
With all the excitement around the new Star Wars movie that's coming out this Christmas, I thought this would make it even more interesting to tell you about the Millennium Falcon, which is one of the coolest things. I had the Millennium Falcon toy when I was a kid.
Yeah, we have a Millennium Falcon gingerbread ship at our house right now.
You do?
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Is it still intact?
Pieces of it. Well, it mostly looks pretty good.
Well, actually, then it's like the real Millennium Falcon, because this ship is about 50 years old. It was Han Solo's ship in the original series. I assume
this
it comes
one
back
that looks
with
like
Han Solo.
A dinner plate. Right?
Sure, let's put it that way.
Well,
so the ship itself, if you've got somebody on your Christmas list that's a big Millennium or a Star Wars fan, you can buy them the actual Millennium Falcon.
The real one?
For about $5 billion. But make sure that they understand when you gift them the Millennium Falcon that it's not exactly easy to operate. It's not a low maintenance vehicle. It's kind of like a Volkswagen.
I think he really thinks it's a real thing.
Well, it is a real thing.
What do you mean it's real?
Well,
no, it's not.
It's been costed out.
Okay, so how much
right
it would cost to build it?
Right down to its hyperdrive, yes.
Isn't it like the size of like 7 football fields?
Well, sure, but how else are you going to battle the Death Star?
The Death Star is the one with the legs that looks like a bug in
the
desert.
No, it's not. No, the Death Star was the big round ball that the Empire built.
Yes.
Honest to goodness.
And then they struck back. That's what I know.
This is like Star Wars explained to somebody who has no idea
it's exactly what
where
it is.
The galaxy far, far away actually is. Anyway, all the replacement parts alone for the Millennium Falcon on an annual basis would cost you about $750,000. And then you take into account the labor to work on all of those parts and to install them in the Millennium Falcon. It's going to cost you about $3 million per year in repairs alone. And that doesn't even factor in insurance.
Or gas. What does it run on?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe it runs on plutonium, like the flux capacitor.
Ewok poop? They should Greenpeace it out, like so that you can make it run on Ewok poop. And then it'll be like everybody will be happy.
You see how this show
won't
goes?
Ruin the environment.
Any chance she gets to mention poop on the radio, she goes for it.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.